Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week, we play a modern form of traditional West African Islamic music known as Boubou from Brooklyn-based musician Janka Nabe. We also look at some of your confessions. But first, we talk about Silent Spring, the book that launched the environmental movement in America 50 years ago. Rachel Carson helped launch the modern environmental movement with her book, Silent Spring. The book warned about the damage that pesticide products were doing to the natural world, including human health. Today, the battle for the environment continues. Shirley Griffith has more.
In the 1950s, the United States Department of Agriculture was using more than 250,000 kilograms of pesticides a year. Silent Spring warned readers that the chemicals were not only deadly for insects, but for all living things. Linda Lear wrote a book called Rachel Carson, Witness for Nature.
Silent Spring essentially told the reading public that human beings could alter the natural world in ways that were quite deadly and that could be potentially lethal to human beings as well as to other parts of the natural world.
More than 60 million copies of Silent Spring have been sold in the United States since its publication in 1962. The book is considered one of the most important nonfiction works of modern time. It has been published in 30 languages, and it led to a ban on the pesticide DDT in the United States. However, Rachel Carson was not without critics. The American agricultural expert, humanitarian, and Nobel Peace Prize winner Norman Borlaug led a defense of pesticides after Silent Spring was published.
We're having troubles now feeding this hungry world. You remove DDT with the hysteria that's present in the USA, the U.S. will be importing food, only there won't be any place from where to import it.
The DDT ban in farming went into effect in 1972. But thousands of new chemical products were in development. The United States Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee seeks to control the use of hundreds of chemicals in agriculture and other industries. Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey is a committee member.
And this committee heard from CDC officials who told us their scientists found 212 industrial chemicals, including 6 carcinogens, coursing through America's bodies.
In 2006, the World Health Organization announced plans to use DDT indoors as part of its malaria campaign. The insecticide is very effective against mosquitoes, the carriers of malaria. Cases of the disease rose sharply after developing nations stopped using DDT in the early 1980s. The company Syngenta is a major producer of agricultural chemicals. It argues, as do others in the industry, that its chemicals are safe if used correctly. Tim Pasteur is Syngenta's lead scientist.
We try and do every single study that's necessary to support the safety characteristics of the product.
50 years after the publication of Silent Spring, farmers continue to spray millions of kilograms of pesticides and other chemicals on their crops. And the environmental movement continues to fight against the practice.
A few months ago, we started a blog at voaspecialenglish.com called Confessions of an English Learner. This blog is for you to share your stories about language misunderstandings and to laugh, cry, and sympathize with other people's stories. Thanks to all of you who have contributed so far, including Adam from Taiwan. He writes that he was taking a tour with his son in Hawaii. His son had gone to the restroom. The tour guide asked where the boy was, and Adam answered, "He is in the toilet." In other countries, that answer might have made perfect sense, but in the United States, most people would say, "He's in the restroom," or "He's in the bathroom." To Americans, a toilet is what you find in a restroom, rather than the name for the room itself. So you can see why saying that his son was in the toilet might have sounded funny. Michelle from France had a funny and maybe somewhat painful story to tell. She was visiting London, and the weather was very cold and rainy. She went into an Indian restaurant and ordered a meal. The waiter asked if she wanted it hot. She was surprised by the question and said, "Yes, very, very hot." Michelle says after she took her first bite, she realized her misunderstanding. The food was very, very spicy. So the lesson there is be careful the next time someone asks if you want your food hot. It can refer to either the temperature or the flavor. Some of the English learners on our blog have advice for others. Hassan from Lebanon wrote that his English improved after he started watching movies in English and listening to English music. He advises listening to a song at least 3 times in a day so that the words stick in your mind. Keep sharing your stories and your advice at voaspecialenglish.com. Click on Confessions of an English Learner. And check out our latest videos at the VOA Learning Channel on YouTube. They come with closed captioning, so you can watch them with or without captions. And we think this is really cool. You can translate the captions into other languages. Try it and tell us what you think. Have you ever heard boo-boo music? If not, here's your chance. Christopher Cruz tells us about the new album, Inyesa, or I'm Scared, from John Kanabe and the Boo-Boo Gang.
Boo-boo is a traditional music from Sierra Leone. It has roots in the Islam of West Africa, where special religious chants can be heard during the month of Ramadan. Boo-boo also involves the playing of wind instruments like bamboo flutes and metal pipes. Chanka Nabe is from Sierra Leone. He fled to the United States during Sierra Leone's Civil War. He settled in the Brooklyn area of New York City. Chanka Nabe says boo-boo music is hundreds of years old, but he has made the sound modern, adding electric guitar, bass guitar, keyboards, and drums. The Boo-Boo Gang players are all local musicians who also perform for other bands. Among them is Syrian-born singer Bushra Al-Sadi. Here, she and Nabe sing Emana, or Take This Advice.
Come Tego ma feta ba ti bibing bulye filin ngayi. Manda balola se sa yinu darang karaduwa di. Mampuma buma sui ambura sompane kako kumaki. Ekumbu mange buli. Ekumbu ayemunanguli buta skuli. Ekumbu mange buli.
Junka Nabe is popular in Sierra Leone. He sings in the country's main language, Creole, as well as his own tribal language, Temne, and several others. Nabe says his work has made it pleasant for people to return to their culture and to love it. Supporters in the Sierra Leonean community in New York were more difficult to find. Nabe sings about that in Kill Me With Bongo from Enyesa.
America, you papa, beat me, brother, there is a so over looking and give me. I thought sister, there for papa in America, so born was my name, America, papa, Lord, yes, true friend, Lord, it is. It's America, but no super, true love, Lord, it is.
Junka Nabe and the Boo Boo Gang have some love songs, too. In one, Nabe sings, I need somebody to sit by me. I need somebody to kiss me. I need somebody to hold me tight. I need somebody to love me.
I need somebody to sit by me. I need somebody to kiss me. I need somebody to hold me tight. I need somebody to love me. Somebody move. I love you. Africa. We were Germany. We were Australia. Come, I need you bad. We were somebody.
Music critics have mostly praised Enyesa. Boo Boo music may not be well known among them, but one critic wrote of the album, "The unfamiliar has never been so inviting." We leave you now with another song from Enyesa. Here is Junka Nabe and the Boo Boo Gang performing Fiba, or Lookalike.
I'm June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Zulima Palacio provided additional reporting. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Mama, na, okay. Fiba, mama. Yo, fiba, mama.